Moving along, I wanted to focus first on one line in the toward the end of this sugya on Yotas Amin Aleph, where the Gemara says, Mipnei sha'anu medamin nasa maisa. So what was the context of this, Mipnei sha'anu medamin nasa maisa? We had a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, that if you write Yo al Gabi Dio, so it's not called Ksiva at all. But you write Yo al Gabi Sikra, you write black on top of red, that's called Ksiva. Not only is it called Ksiva, it happens to be Mechiko also. It's erasing the red, and it's writing the black. That's a din in Hilchos Shabbos that you're chayiv shtayim, that you're chayiv for writing and for erasing when you write black on top of red. So says the Gemara, Reish Lakish had a shayla, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, Eidim shein yodim lachto, mao sheyichtav lem besikra v'yachtim ksav elyon ksav oeno ksav. So he said, what if you have guys who don't know how to write their own signature? So we have a great idea, a great chab. We'll write their names in red, and they'll write on top of it in black. So does that count? If you hold the black on top of red, it's ksav. So that should be a good signature. Amar lei, eino ksav. Rabbi Yochanan shocks the world, and he says, no, doesn't work. Everything we just said up until this point was leading you to an answer that should be a good ksav, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, eino ksav. So Reish Lakish is blown away. Amar lei, v'alolimad tanu rabbeinu ksav, eino ksav lin Shabbos. What do you mean? You're the one that told us that you're chayiv in Shabbos, that it counts as a ksav. So what does he respond? Very cryptic. Amar lei, v'chim epnei sha'anu medamin nasa maisa. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, just because I make this link and I make this connection and I do think that however you define ksav for Shabbos is going to be how you define ksav for get, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be makil to allow chasima of a get in such an unorthodox way, in such an unusual way. You're going to ask me, am I allowed to do it on Shabbos? Easy. The answer is no, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Why? Because I'm choshesh that it might be ksav. You can ask me, can I do it as a get? I'm not going to allow that for a get. By a get, you know how many chumras we throw in? We're so machmir to make sure a get is done properly. I'm not confident enough to allow that for a get. In fact, even in the world of Hilchos Shabbos, I'm not going to say that it's vadai, a violation of a melacha d'oraisa on Shabbos, when you write black on top of red. Says Rashi, I would never say that you're allowed to bring a karban for such a thing, because if you bring a karban when you're not chayiv a karban, that's a very terrible thing. It's an issur of chul na'azara. I'm not willing to go that far. Meaning, the way Rashi understands it, Mevnei Shonu Madam and Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, I 100% compare get to Shabbos. I think they have the same rules, same halachos. What's the halacha when you write black on top of red, both by get and by Shabbos? The halacha is suffix. The halacha is, I'm choshesh lahachmir. But that's it. I'm not going to also use that to be mekel. That's Shitas Rashi. Good? So if that's the way we read the Gemara. So the Rambam's reading is, the Rambam's psak is a little bit surprising. Because the Rambam writes, I don't think I put the Rambam in the sheet, but this Rambam is quoted in all the Achronim that I put on the sheet, so I'm sure you saw the sheet's Rambam, the Chassam Sofer quotes this Rambam. The Rambam in the 11th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, Halachat HaZayin, writes as follows, Hamavir Dyo al Gabi Sikra, Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Kosei V'Achas Mishum Mochik. So at first, if you just read the Gemara, it doesn't seem like a great Chiddush, because he says Chayiv Shtayim. That's exactly the Lashon of the Gemara, right? He didn't even change much. The Gemara says Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Kosei V'Achas Mishum Mochik. But when you consider that the Maskana of the Gemara was that Chayiv Shtayim means, so long as it's not a Beis Hamikdash, I'm going to tell you you're Chayiv Shtayim. But once there's a base of Mikdash and you actually have to bring a karban, I would never use the word chayiv, because you can't use the word chayiv. It's only a suffix. I can't let you bring a karban for this. I can only tell you not to do it. I would never tell you to bring a karban for it. So that makes it more shocking, because the Rambam wrote a book for all time. He wrote a book that when he says chayiv, he means chayiv. He means that you have to bring a karban. This is even when the base of Mikdash is around, you're going to have to bring a karban. So for the Rambam to use the terminology, chayiv shtayim, tells you that the Rambam thinks you're allowed to bring a karban for something like this. So the question begs itself, how did the Rambam read Rabbi Yochanan's response? V'chi mepnei shanu medamin, nasa maisa. That just because we are medame, nasa maisa. He couldn't have read it like Rashi. Because again, Rashi says, get Shabbos, it's all the same, and it's all a suffix. It's all a suffix. So we would never, ever let you bring a karban for doing diol gabe sikra on Shabbos. We can't let you bring a carbon. It's only a safek. We're only choshesh that it might be called kosev, but it's not real kosev. It's not definitively kosev. So I would never let you bring a carbon. Says the Rambam, bring two karbanos, one for the mochek, one for the kosev. So what is going on? So first, the Chassam Sofer. If you take a look at the Chassam Sofer toward the source number 26. Says Chassam Sofer, "Chim ibreishon medam enasa meisa." Pirush Rashi gam b'Shabbos kufei loy mechayiv chatos. So Rashi says that get and Shabbos were 100% the same, and on Shabbos itself we never would have said that you're chayiv chatos. Meaning even Shabbos we're not so certain that you're chayiv. But v'im kein sarachin ala Rambam the pasuk lehedya diol gavisikra chayiv chatos. But the Rambam paskins explicitly korban that you bring a korban chatos when you write black on top of red. V'nir de mefarish k'nemash mirushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan Heshav L'Resh Lakish Mipnei Shehu Medama Get L'Shabbos Nase Maisa Ki Einon Adomin. What does Einon Adomin mean? They're not comparable. Get and Shabbos are different from each other. The way Rashi read his Mipnei Shehu Medama, granted I'm Medama and I say whatever you say, I'm going to make a comparison between Get and Shabbos and I'm sticking with that comparison. I think whatever you call Kosei for Get, you're going to call Kosei for Shabbos. Granted I do that, but still it's only L'Chumra not L'Kula. In both cases, I'm only going to know L'chumra, not L'kula. Says L'chassam Sofer, from the Yerushalmi it sounds, Mibnei Shana Medamin means, because I had a thought to say that there should be some parallels between Get and Shabbos, doesn't mean that they're exactly parallel. Mibnei Shana Medamin, just because I thought to say that they are a little bit comparable to each other, Nasa Maisa, I'm going to act based on that comparison? Nah, I don't think they're really that comparable to each other. I think there are some fundamental differences between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Get. So this is what Yopo was talking about before. Fundamental differences. But the question then becomes, good, what's the fundamental difference? Why is it that Yoel Gabe Sikra, the Rambam paskens, you're chayiv when it comes to Shabbos, it's definitely called ksiva when it comes to Shabbos, but Rabbi Yochanan says, no, when it comes to a get, it's not going to be called ksiva. Is it ksiva or is it not ksiva? So says the Chassam Sofer, Avshali in Shabbos chayiv chatos, but get lo ksiva. Vadas nota lekach. He says this makes plenty of sense. Why? How do I know you need ksav on a get? Where does it say that get needs ksiva? Maybe a get could just be, if I could magically make the letters appear, I don't need ksiva, maisav kosev. Beferish in the pasuk, v'kosav la sefer krisus. Good? Hilcha Shabbos. How do I know that there's a melacha called kosev? It's a violation of kosev. Where does it say in the Torah, you're not allowed to do kosev on Shabbos? What? Nowhere, right? Same way it doesn't say in the Torah you're not allowed to do bishul on Shabbos, it doesn't say that. It says Havara. Havara is the only one. This week's parsha. So there's machlokas in the Gemara in a couple of places whether Havara is the lav yatzas, Havara is the chalik. That's a weird one. That's an outlier. That Havara is separate from everything else. Somehow it's singled out. All the other malachas doesn't say anywhere. What does it say? You're not allowed to do malacha. Not allowed to do malacha. How do we know what malacha is? So whatever they did in the Mishkan is called malacha. 39 categories is just looking at basic things they did in the Mishkan and saying, okay, we'll label them. We'll call this act that they did kosev. We'll call that. But is the Isser an Isser of Ksiva on Shabbos? It's not an Isser of Ksiva per se. It's an Isser of Malacha. And how do I define Malacha? Whatever they did in the Mishkan. And I know that they happen to have written things in the Mishkan. But it's not an Isser based on the technical definition of kosev. Writing a get is based on the technical definition of ksiva, because it says v'kasav la. So he says it works out very well. Even if dio gabe dio is, he says, v'adas notel kach, the beget ksiva ksiv, v'tzarech kabbalah, alachol moshim sinai, manikra ksiva. When you have a technical term called v'kasav la, so you have to figure out with the tradition what's called ksiva, what's not. Mashenkin b'shabbos lo ksiv loshon ksiva, el kol malach adav mishkan chayav malach. By Shabbos, it doesn't say ksiva. It's just whatever they did in the Mishkan. That you're chayav on. So how does it turn out? When you write black on top of red, we say, that's similar enough to what they did in the Mishkan. Is it ksiva? No. It's not ksiva. But it's similar enough to the kind of thing they would do in the Mishkan when they were marking the boards and they would have to know which board goes next to what. And since that's similar enough to what they did in the Mishkan, it's malacha. Kosev it's not, because there were letters there before, and now you're just darkening the letters. So that it's not kosev. But it is a malacha. It's the malacha of kosev, but it's not ksiva, because the malacha of kosev doesn't have to be ksiva per se. V'ine, afilu neimu diyo al gabe diyo hav ksiva linin get, v'sefer Torah, mikol makom b'mishkan lo hava. He says, and think about it this way. What about black on black? Remember we discussed for a while. On Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, the Gemara said that if you write the Shem Hashem Shalol Lishma, and then you put more black on top, Lishma, so that's good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe even according to Rabbanan, that's called Kosev, that's called Ksivas Sefer Torah, that's called Ksivas again. Why? Technical definition of Kosev? Maybe it is. Maybe that fits the technical definition of Kosev. Yet by Shabbos, Pater. Why? Because by Shabbos, what am I looking at? By Shabbos, I want to know, would they ever have done this in the Mishkan? If there was already a black mark there, would they have ever written more black in the Mishkan? Why would they? Wouldn't it make any sense to do it? So it's just a matter, it's not a matter of whether it's technically called Kosev or not, it's a matter of would they have done it. When it comes to writing the Get, writing the Sefer Torah, you wrote the first Shalol Shema, then you write again Lishma, it's not about would anyone want to do this, it's about is this technically Kosev? And Tosos was Mechadesh, we spent some time on that, that yes, it's technically Kosev, because any time you make an improvement on something, it's technically Kosev. Even if the improvement is only a halachic improvement, it's technically Kosev. We call Makom b'mishkan lo'ava, the lama yasu levim pu'ula b'teila achashek var nichtav diyo al gabe akeresh. Lama yachzu likosvav. So, right, why would they possibly, if it was already written in black, write again in black? Okay, dinu shapater shiifter b'Shabbos. So of course you can be pater on Shabbos. V'chein behipuch, afilim diol gabi sikra lo avikseiva linyan sefer Torah. Even if black on top of red would not be considered ksiva by a sefer Torah v'get, mikol makom b'mishkan k'shei ksav shal gabi krashim lo yochla akiro b'tov chazur b'nosan lav diol. Maybe when you have black on red, it's not called ksiva. It's not ksiva. So for sefer Torah get no good. But maybe for Shabbos it is good. Why? Because they would do it in the Mishkan. Why would they do that in the Mishkan? If something was written in red, why would they write it over the black? Why would they do that? Because if you have a fading letter, if you have a letter that's hard to see, you want to make it more clear. They would have to always take down the Mishkan and put it back up. I used to have, when I was growing up, my parents had a wood sukkah. As soon as me and my brother were old enough to not be in the house anymore to put up the sukkah all the time, they got an easier sukkah to put up. But they used to have a wood sukkah. And it was very, the screws only fit if you put exactly the right board next to the right board. So we'd always mark it, and we'd remark it every year. We'd remark the board because in case the rain or whatever, it would make the letters difficult to read. So we'd remark it every single year. So if something is fading, if something is a light letter, of course you're going to write over it. So maybe you can be chayiv, even if it's not called kosev, because it's still legible. The letter underneath is still legible, but you're still going to be chayiv. Here's the problem, says the Chasam Sofer. So I'm telling you, says the Chasam Sofer, that according to the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos has nothing to do with Hilchos Gittin in terms of what's called kosev. Problem was, Tosos in Yetes Amud Aleph, Tosos Diol Gabi Diol, Tosos was bothered. Why is it that black on black for Shabbos you're pater? And black on black, forget, and for Sefer Torah, and Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and you do the second layer of the Shema, that is called Kosev, that's good enough. Tosus was bothered by that Kasha. And Tosus threw in a line there, and he said, V'hu adin linyan get, dimidami b'samuch l'Shabbos. That whatever is true by Shabbos, has to be true by get, because we compare the two. Tosos' whole kasha was based on the premise that what's true by one is true by the other. So is Tosos squarely against the Rambam? Would you say necessarily that by Tosos taking that as a given, that the only way I can ask my kasha is Shabbos and get line up with each other? It's the only way I can ask the kasha. So the implication is that Tosos is against the Rambam. Says Chasam Sofer, not necessarily. Maybe Tosos is only asking the kasha in the Havamina. The Tosos is saying, yeah, we're medame, because we think they're similar, but once Rabbi Yochanan says that, mepnei shanu medame nasa maisa, he's unmedame it. He stops the comparison, he breaks the comparison. We're no longer medame at that point. Okay, a little bit difficult. But what I want to draw out over here is two schools of thought. You have the school of thought that whatever is true of get has to be true of Shabbos. There's one standard definition of ksiva that works across the board. Then you have another school of thought that there are different standards of ksiva. So let me ask you something. Tosos was mechadesh, that if you write shalol lishma, and then you write on top of it lishma by a sefer Torah, right? Tosos was mechadesh, that the reason that's kosher for a sefer Torah is what? What was the reason? Because you made a tikkun, you improved it. Let's say you did that on Shabbos. Would you be chayiv for Shabbos? The Rambam agrees that you're chayiv. But not because you made a tikkun. Why are you chayiv? Because it's the definition of kosev, for whatever reason. Kosev for get, for sefer Torah, that's part of the definition of kosev. It's just not something they ever would have done in the Mishkan. So Tosfos holds, it has nothing to do with what they would have done in the Mishkan. Ksiva has a definition. Tikkun helps to define ksiva, and whenever you're mesakein, you are being kosev. The Rambam would say, no. Ksiva has a definition for Shabbos. For Sefer Torah. Shabbos, I don't care about what you call kosev. Shabbos, we're not interested in what's called kosev. What are we interested in? Was it done in the Mishkan? So when you are mesakein and you write the second layer of Lishma, good, that's the technical kosev. That's good for Sefer Torah, it's good for get. When it comes to Shabbos, does that make a difference? Would they have done it in the Mishkan? No. So the answer is no, it's nothing for Shabbos. Comes out there's a huge machlokas now between Tosfos and the Rambam. What if you wrote black Shalol Lishma, then on Shabbos, you take more black ink and write over Lishma? On Shabbos. So yeah, it's kosher for a Sefer Torah because you wrote Lishma. It's kosher for a get because you wrote Lishma. Are you Mechal Shabbos? So new? Are you Mechal Shabbos? What would you say? According to Tosfos, that what are we looking for in Shabbos? Same thing we look for by a get by a Sefer Torah. Is this technically kosev? So what does Tosfos say? What makes something technically kosev? A tikkun. So is it kosev? Yes. Are you chayiv in Shabbos? Yes. You don't need me to tell you that. Tosfos himself says it. Tosfos himself says later on in the Tosfos, yes, you're absolutely going to be chayiv in Shabbos. According to the Rambam, you do this on Shabbos. The way the Chassam Sofer understands the Rambam, at least. We'll have to see if everyone understands this way. The way the Chassam Sofer understands the Rambam, you do this on Shabbos. Chayiv or Pater? Why Pater?
Because it wasn't
done in the Mishkan.
That's
what he must be assuming when we say Diol Gabi Diol is Pater. Meaning that's where Chassam Sofer reads the Rambam. I'm only within that construct where Diol Gabi Diol is Pater, and the reason Diol Gabi Diol is Pater in Shabbos is not because it's not called Ksiva. It may be Ksiva, but it's not a Malacha because they didn't do it in the Mishkan. Mimele, even when it is Ksiva, like when you do it Lishma, when it is Ksiva for again for a Sefer Torah, it's still not a Malacha because they didn't do it in the Mishkan. So you're right. Metzius wise, you can question it, because like the example I gave you before with the sukkah boards, it was black, and we still wrote it over in black every year because we wanted it to be a darker black, right? We wanted it to be stronger. So why wouldn't they have done that in the Mishkan? Okay, Misvara, you could argue that they should have, or that they would have, or that they did. Now,
does
yeah.
Everyone agree that if it was done in the Mishkan, it's called Ksiva, even Tosfos.
If it was done in the Mishkan. You could be asking one of two questions. You could ask, does everyone agree if it wasn't done in the Mishkan that it wouldn't be Ksiva? Or does everyone agree that if it was done in the Mishkan it would be called Ksiva? The way you phrased it, I would say yes. That if it was done in the Mishkan, in the way they would mark the boards, that's called Ksiva. The question is, what if it wasn't done in the Mishkan? Is it still called Ksiva? So Tosfos would say, if it fits the definition of Ksiva, the technical definition, I don't care if they did this way in the Mishkan or not, if it's the technical definition of Ksiva, it's Ksiva. The Rambam would say, according to the Chassam Sofer understands the Rambam, no, if they didn't do it in the Mishkan, there is no Ksiva. There's no Malacha called Kosev. The Malachas don't do Malacha. What defines a Malacha? Whatever they did in the Mishkan. If they didn't do it in the Mishkan, then it's not Kosev. You can wipe your hands clean. You aren't Mechal Shabbos. Now, is there a Halachic... This thing is heavy. The Gemara later on in Daf Chaf and Aleph is going to discuss what if you know how they make coins? You know they take a what do they call it? I don't know what they call it. A thing, right? And they press it on a piece of metal, and it presses around the picture of Abraham Lincoln, and then like his face just like pops up a little bit, right? What if you do that with a get? You come up with a press where you could you place all the things in the right way. You push down on a sheet of gold, and the get puffs out. So the Gemara talks about this. So the Gemara also talks about if you give a golden get. If you give a golden get to your wife, can you say, here's the get, your get on your ksuba? Okay, we'll get to that a little later. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Gittin, Simin Kuf Chaf Hei, Se'iv Dalit. Shulchan Aruch writes, Shehika al pnei hatas b'chosam, Achinimtsu ha osios boltos kederach shaosin dinar zahav eno get. If you make a form of a get and you press down on a sheet of metal and the letters pop up, that's not a get. The way you would make a coin, if you make a get the same way you would make a coin, it's not a good get. Why? Why is it not a good get? Because of law. This isn't ksiva. What if you did that in Shabbos? Yechayv? So l'chaora. One second. L'chora, according to Tosfos, it all depends on what's called kosev. This isn't kosev, so by Shabbos it's not kosev either. According to the Rambam, the way the Chassam Sofer understands the Rambam. Oh, good. So you the one argument, meaning you're, but the way to evaluate it is a different way of evaluating. I don't care whether it is called kosev. Is it? Don't ask, did they do it in the Mishkan? Is it similar enough to what they did in the Mishkan? Is it similar enough to what they did in the Mishkan? And really, did they do this in the Mishkan at all? Certainly marking the boards, that's not how they marked the boards. Right? There was another place where there was ksiva in the Mishkan. They made a tzitz, the Gemara is going to talk about it, the headband of the Kohen Gadol. The Kodesh LaHashem on it. So how did they do that? It was gold and protruded. So the Gemara talks about exactly how they did that. Why isn't that the source for kosev? I don't really care. Marking the boards. I didn't call this Hashem the source for kosev. It's a good kasha. Don't know. But it says the Beis Shmuel on the spot. Eino get the Beis Shmuel and Sivkat and Gimel. Eino get me daraisa dechsev v'kosav v'lo v'chakak. Says that you have to be kosev again, not to engrave it. We'll get to chak yirechos, chak tochos. The Gemara talks about there are two ways you could engrave or emboss something. One way is by actually carving out the letters themselves. The other way is by carving out the area around the letters, so then the letters memela protrude, because you cut out all the area around them. Right? To do the latter is not called ksiva. But to do the former, to actually carve out the letters themselves, that is called ksiva. But by Shabbos, he says, you chayiv either way. On Shabbos, you have a ches. Remember how it was a ches made? Two zayins connected with a bridge at the top. Let's say on Shabbos, all you do is you erase that bridge. So is that ksiva for a get? No. Is it ksiva for a sefer Torah? No. Is a Yechayiv on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, yes. Yechayiv on Shabbos. Not Mochek. Kosev. You were just Kosev Shtei Osios. How are you Kosev Shtei Osios? You took the bridge away, now you have two Zions. So you're Kosev Shtei Osios. That's a Chayiv on Shabbos. What do you mean? It's not Ksiva. It's not an act of Ksiva. Chak Tochos. You just took something away from around it to make the letter. To make the letters. How's that Ksiva? Elamai, you see, from the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel says, see from the Gemara, that Yelfinan mi Mishkan, Davik Sav, Afilu Rishima, Masha Yerosh Mimalakrashim, Al Bialma, Lo. Says, the way they would be Roshim in the Mishkan, the way they would mark off the spots of the Mishkan, I don't know exactly how they did it, but it doesn't need to be technical ksiv. We call it Rishima, what they did on the Mishkan, making a mark, rather than actually being kosev. Good. So that is all the basic two deos. Says Rav Asher Weiss. Let's try to be magdir this a little bit further. In Osios Gimel and Dalet, in Simon Chav Dalet, source in page Kufches in the back in Minchas Asher. So he sets up the Rambam and the Rashi. Then Vinira Lechora, the left hand column. Vinira Lechora, the Rambam Pirish is Divrei Rabbi Yochanan b'derech acher v'lo k'pirish Rashi. So again, Chassam Sofer already told us this, but we'll see if he says maybe a little bit different. He says the Rambam must explain the Gemara differently than Rashi. Because of b'Shabbos al yidei chaktochos im chayiv. Says, well, it's a machlokas rishonim. What if you write like that? Beis Shmuel said you write al yidei chaktochos. Are you chayiv? Daran b'Shabbos daf kovdal and beis hevi b'shem Rashba de kamod lav k'sav hulinin get kumvur lekaman chafam aralef hachanami lav k'sav linin Shabbos upater le. Just like it's not k'sav for a get, it's not k'sav for Shabbos, you pater. Varan k'sav. The shiny Shabbos, the Melechus Machsheves as for Torah, Vekivan de Savida Machshevas al Chayiv. What's the emphasis? Not so much on what was done this way in the Mishkan, but the definition of Kosev and Shabbos is not just that you have to be Kosev, but it's that you have to produce a Ksav in a purposeful, meaningful way. A little bit different. We don't look at exactly how you did it in the Mishkan. Not like Chassam Sofer said, where we look at, would they have done it with the black on the red? Would they do it with the black on the black? Would they do it exactly this way in the Mishkan? It's not the issue. The issue is that when we look at Melechus Shabbos, we look at, what's the Melechus Machsheves? Melechus Machsheves is a goal-oriented type of Melechus. To do an action that produces something in a purposeful way. If you produce an entire get with perfect letters on it, do I care whether I produced it by working on the letters themselves or working around the letters to then produce the letters that stick out? The goal is the same. On Shabbos, we look much more at the goal and whether the goal is accomplished, al yaday, some sort of maisa that you did, rather than how you did the maisa. That's part of Melechus Machsheves. So he says, maybe the Rambam holds like this. Gam b'ksav al gab b'ksav, b'diol gab b'sikra, d'rakli n'shabes ha b'ksav, v'av shlo chidesh osios chadashos. D'gam etchilo osios el ksuvos, mikol mokom chayiv mishumdum lechz machshavos as for Torah, v'savido machshavoso. So maybe in our Gemara, where the Gemara says, and the Rambam paskins, unlike the way Rashi understood, that you're actually chayiv if you write black on top of red, you're going to be chayiv, you're going to actually have to bring carbon. Maybe that's a din of Melechus Machsheves. Maybe that's not a din in what's technically ksiva. It may not technically be ksiva. You had letters there before, so it's not really ksiva. But it's Melechus Machsheves, because you were trying to accomplish something through an act that looks a lot like writing, and you did accomplish it. Memela, that's called writing for Shabbos. V'kivu d'ksiva zu chashuva be'enav. It may not be kosev, but in your mind, it was worthwhile to do. So that makes it kosev l'gabe Shabbos. So what Rav Asher is doing over here is, whenever anyone says, well, should Shabbos be the same as the definitions in Shabbos be the same as definitions in other areas of halacha, the first words that should always come to your mind are Melechus Machsheves. Shabbos is different because of Melechus Machsheves. Now sometimes Melechus Machsheves is a chumah, sometimes it's a kula. Sometimes Melechus Machsheves means that in order for this to be called a melacha, you need to do more, because it's got to be melachas machsheves. And sometimes melachas machsheves tells you that it's a melacha even if you do less. That melachas machsheves says that, did you accomplish what you wanted to? Good, so then it's a melacha. Where does melachas machsheves tell me I need to do more? That even though something should have been a melacha, melachas machsheves tells me, you're still not going to be chayv on it. Let's say I did it in a mekalkel kind of way. So, I did the malacha, what do you mean? Or I did malacha shein tzricha legufa. I did the malacha, I dug the hole in the ground, that's the malacha! But I wasn't trying to accomplish the malacha. I was trying to accomplish something else. So, the malacha is not, right? That's malacha shein tzricha legufa. I wasn't trying to accomplish the hole in the ground, I was trying to accomplish getting the dirt. So I was trying to accomplish something else. So therefore, I'm pater. Based on that Melechus Machsheves, based on the concept of Melechus Machsheves, we're going to take away the Shein Melacha from this action. But sometimes, even if the action is a little weaker, but the accomplishment is exactly what you set out to accomplish, well then Melechus Machsheves tells you that you're chayiv. Nachs Machsheva says, even though this malacha wasn't quite up to par of what you would normally call a malacha, but you accomplished what you wanted to, that makes it Malachas Machsheves. So a little different than the Chassam Sofer, not as pashut as the Chassam Sofer, but maybe a little more accurate in terms of how we view Hilchos Shabbos. That it's not all about what did I do in the Mishkan, what didn't I do in the Mishkan. There are gedarim of Malachas Machsheves. And it's all about, was there a Malachas Machsheves, was there not a Malachas Machsheves. So, says Rav Asher, even though I think that's Pshat in the Rambam, that Mechim Mepnei Shonim Adam and Asa Maisa means that Shabbos and Get don't follow the same rules, says it's a little bit difficult in the Gemara, because Mechim Mepnei Shonim Adam, it sounds like I do make a Dimyon, I do make a Tzushtal, I do make a comparison between Shabbos and Get. So he says, V'yosin Nirami Lashon Zeh, Davi Kisafek, V'enasvar Mechletas Lahakal Alpia. The Lashon of the Gemara sounds a little better for Rashi. And we have similar Lashonos elsewhere in the Gemara. We're going to see later on in this Masechta where it sounds more like Rashi. That makes it sound more like that we have some sort of suffake about the issue, but not that the comparison is a faulty comparison. Now, skip to Ostalid, next page. Says Rav Asher, now that I've told you that according to the Rambam, Shabbos and Get have different definitions of ksiva. What are those definitions? What's called kosev by Get? How are we magdir what's called ksiva by Get? And how are we magdir what's called ksiva by Shabbos? See, the Chassam Sofer didn't have this problem. Why did the Chassam Sofer not have this problem? Because he'll hold that by Get, okay, you have to be magdir ksiva. By Shabbos, there's no Geder. You don't need a Geder. Why don't you need a Geder? By Shabbos, according to Chassam Sofer, you don't need to define what's called ksiva, what's not called ksiva, because there's no din of ksiva on Shabbos. There's just a din of malacha. So just look at what they did in the Mishkan. If this is the same, then it's bad. If it's not the same, then it's good. You didn't have to be magdir anything. Where Rav Asher differs from the Chassam Sofer is what he's trying to tell you is that there is a din of ksiva on Shabbos. That when we call one of the Lamites Malachos Kosev, that's not just a title that doesn't mean anything, an empty title to just, you know, define the Rishimos that they would make on the boards. The Chazal in the Mishnah, when it calls on Shabbos Ayin Gimel, when it says one of the Malachos is Kosev, is telling me that there's a technical thing called ksiva, and it has to have rules and regulations that govern ksiva. You can't say, oh, did they do it in the Mishkan or did they not? So now we need to figure out what those rules are. So it says, Minei l'chor tzorach bir, b'mashem etzinu b'mlechs kosev, d'mitzarech l'gam ha'sheinu nechshav ksiva l'gabi get, nechshav ksiva b'shabbos. On the one hand, things that are not ksiva by a get are ksiva by Shabbos. Mishum desavide machshavasa, because you accomplished your machshava. Vavi m'lechs machshaves, k'mavur b'ran, l'gabi chak tochos. For instance, Chak Tochos on a Get, no good. Chak Tochos on Shabbos, according to the Ran, good. It's not good, bad. You're Chayiv, it's Kosev. V'chein menotel gagu shel ches, v'aso shnei zaynin. You take away the little bridge on top of the ches. K'mvor Mordechai b'sugino shen dalim nam davi Kosev b'Shabbos, k'mvor b'Shabbos sham. That is Kosev on Shabbos. Is it Kosev by a Get? No. Yishum dum lachs machshavis as v'tora av shlo kosev shnei zaynin b'poel elogoram lihis havosan. You didn't write them, you caused them to be by taking away the gag of the ches. That's on one side. Umeidach, on the flip side, Matsinu, the afbad nechshav kosev beget, lo avik ksiv b'shabbos. Sometimes you have things that are ksav for get, but are not ksav for Shabbos, because it's not melachas machshavas. For instance, diyo al gabe diyo, black on top of black, when you are being misakeh. Black on top of black, if you're being misakin. So, according to Tosfos, it's a ksiva bein leget bein leShabbos. But says the Ramban that no, only for get it works, not for Shabbos. Because it's not a melachas machshavas. Whoa. So here you have melachas machshavas in the same halach, in the same melach of kosev. Some actions, melachas machshavas will tell you, even though this is normally kosev, not for Shabbos. Not called Melachas Machshavas for Shabbos. It's not called Kosev for Shabbos. And some types of ksiva, we say, are not ksiva for a get, but yes for Shabbos. So how are we magdir? What's the gather? What's called ksiva for get? What's called ksiva for Shabbos? So says Rav Asher, how are we magdir? What fits into the Melech Smach Shabbos? What doesn't? Va'afta efshar dekol zeshani b'machlokas shabein Rav Asher orishonim mikol makom efshar demaram uchad v'lapligi v'lo rak shein machlokas ustira b'neim el divrei mashlim in eile selim. Says it could be that it all fits into one beautiful picture. D'yesh lomar, d'mishum geder melechas machsheves, shiny geder kosev b'shabbos b'yisodo mi geder ksiva b'get. There's a fundamental difference in Shabbos and get. U'b'shabbos ein geder kosev, elo b'chidush ha'osios v'yitzirasan. What does that mean? If you want to know if you're kosev and Shabbos, here's what you have to ask yourself. Did you create letters? D'rak ksiva zu b'chal melechas machsheves hi. V'ulvado have a Ividus umnim. It's the Targum Onkelos on whatever, Melech Smach Shabbos. So, what you have to ask yourself is, did you create letters? Not how did you create them, but did you create letters? If you created letters, that's Melech Smach Shabbos. Umitam zel lo mahani ksav al gabi ksav linyan Shabbos. So when you write black on top of black on Shabbos, did you create letters? No, they were there the whole time. Potter. Afimu mosifu masakin the gabi lishma. Even though, no, but this time I did it l'shma. Shkayach. You know what I created then? I created l'shma. But did I create letters? No, these letters were here the whole time. And therefore it's not ksav for Shabbos. After the get mahani, but by get, it does work. Even to be called makom kasav, v'ahani ksivasa linyin din l'shma. So by get, what are you asking yourself? Not that I create letters. Did I do an act of ksiva in a meaningful way? Not that I create letters. Did I do an act of ksiva, of forming letters in a meaningful way? Forming letters is different than creating letters. Because forming letters means that you're doing the letters themselves. Not creating letters by, let's say, carving around it and having the letters stick out. I'm actually forming letters. When I write black on top of black, I'm making the form of letters. Even though the letters were there the whole time, so I'm not creating letters. But I'm forming letters. When I do that with a get, it already had black written there, and I write black over it. Am I forming letters in a meaningful way? So if the first ksav was lishma, so whatever I do over it is not meaningful. I'm forming letters, but not in a meaningful way. If the first ksav was shalol lishma, and now I'm writing over it lishma, now I'm forming letters in a meaningful way. What am I not doing? Not creating letters. So I'm not going to be chayav for Shabbos. Umeyosa atam yesh chumr b'Shabbos in nechak tochos v'natol gag shel ches. And that's why by Shabbos, if you take off the gag of the ches, what did you do? You didn't form letters, but created letters. By get, you didn't form letters, so it's not going to be a good get. It's not going to be kosher. That's how he's magdir. So it comes out, both according to the Chassam Sofer and according to Rav Asher, if you have a get, in their understanding of the Rambam, if you have a get that's written shalol l'shma, and you mavir alav kolmos l'shma, what would the Rambam say if you did that on Shabbos? Both according to Chassam Sofer and according to Rav Asher, the Rambam would say pot. According to Chassam Sofer, because it wasn't done in the Mishkan. According to Rav Asher, because you didn't create any letters. And therefore you potter midinei l'chashabbos. Tosos will say, no, there's one definition of ksiva. And whatever's ksiva for a get, it's ksiva for Shabbos. So it's all about, did you make a tikkun? And if you made a tikkun, that's good enough? Good, so then it's kosev. We'll stop there for today. Tomorrow, I guess, Rabbi Levin is on. Next week, we'll probably do the sugya of Hidur Mitzvah. There's some Pesach-related stuff, and it's Zekeli Van Ve, who comes up with Avchaf Amid Aleph. Comes up parenthetically, but we'll use it as an excuse to go into the mitzvah a little bit.